Hello, this is Jim. I thought I'd do an audio brew about this dulcimer that I got, because it's perfect for an audio brew, because it makes noise. Actually, not noise, beautiful music. Anyway, I was excited about getting a dulcimer. I think even if I had never heard of one, I would be excited about getting one or purchasing one if I found one at a thrift shop. But I have heard of one. Years ago, when I was a younger man, at a little festival here in Champaign, like the Taste of Champaign, the first year that I moved here, I think I lived not too far away from it, and there's a man who made dulcimers there. He had a booth, and they were much smaller than the one that I have here in my memory, much, much smaller. But he would play them, you know, demonstrate them, and I just fell in love with the instrument, the sound of it. And my memory says to me that you could acquire one of these smaller ones for $40. That's what I remember. That seems a little low now when I think about it. And this one I found at a thrift shop. And I paid a little more than $40 for it, not a ton, but I was thinking, I was remembering that I could get one for $40 in my mind, you know, but then I looked up how much, like, this particular one cost, and I saved a lot of money over buying it brand new, that's for sure, so... pretty happy about that. But anyway, as I said, this was even before I'd ever recorded a sound. I just liked the sound of the dulcimer. It has these, it has this droning quality where the strings are tuned. This one is a four-string one. You play the melody on these two strings that are really close together and tuned to the exact same note. And it just creates this this droning quality. And I just really love the sound of it. And it's simple to play because basically all of the frets, all of the notes, you can play on the lead strings, the two small strings. They all fit with the tuning of the top two notes, and I've watched videos of people who can really play the dulcimer, and you can do a lot more with the dulcimer besides just strum chords and play lead lines. I probably won't be doing much more than that, but there's, you know, of course, other ways you can play it and other things you can do, but I think its primary design is to kind of be this droning, constantly strummed instrument. I saw a video on YouTube of a guy, he used a feather to play it, to strum it. I'm using a guitar pick, and it's not perfect for that, really, but it still sounds lovely, and... years later, I finally have a dulcimer, and now I make recordings, so I'll be able to record the dulcimer and do some stuff with it. And there you go, some extremely non-expert playing dulcimer for the first time, dulcimer playing, and you can tell how easy it is, because it still sounds okay, even though I don't really know how to play.